talk about the Advent Candle 3. And it's a candle of joy. Biblical joy is not to be confused with a transitory state of happiness. A biblical account of the events immediately surrounding the birth of Jesus is found only in Luke. Curious that a Gentile tells the story. So it's only in Luke that we come to know about the shepherds and the angels. Weiss New Testament, a Greek translation, says it was an open sky. So it was clear, probably cold, with no clouds to confuse the shepherd's senses. Further, this translation says that the singular, one, angel, came and stood by their side. It was not just a distant image. The angel was there in their midst. It is fair to speculate that the appearance of a glowing image standing in their midst would startle the shepherds. But when the glory of the Lord comes next, they are really startled. And the glowing figure says, "I've got good news for you." Before the shepherds can catch their breath, an entire squad of glowing figures appear. By the way, nowhere does it say they sang, but this is about the shepherd's gift. So we'll look at the angels another time. Just for a moment, try and put yourself in the midst of the shepherds. What is your response and why? Luke, in my opinion, indicates their response was more of wonderment and desire to know rather than driven by fear. They did come with haste and with excitement and with wonder. It is probable that they knew the prophecy of Messiah, and their hearts were prepared by this angelic display. Let me further suggest that the shepherd's gift was their response of coming not only with wonder, but with above all, with joy. 1 John 4:17, "As he is, so we in this world." Let me suggest that means the character of the church and the individual saint should be the same as Jesus. The prayer of our Lord to the Father in John 17 provides a good characterization. The lead attribute of the six listed is joy in verse 13. It is the same group that contains holiness and love, but joy comes first. "These things I speak in the world that they may have joy fulfilled in themselves." Hello, I'll say that again. "These things I speak in the world that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves." I further suggest that the same, perhaps many of the church do not consider joy to be a primary attribute of the church and correspondingly of the individual saint. To make a point, the Greek verb meaning to rejoice or to be joyful is found 72 times in the New Testament. The noun meaning joy, chara, occurs 60 times. Often used as a greeting, it is contained in the announcement of the angel to the shepherds in Luke 2:10 and 11. And I quote, "And the angel said to them, 'Fear not. Behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy that will be for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord.'" That is the beginning of the gospel. To quote the lead singer of the Southern Gospel Quartet, The Cathedrals, and I quote, "If that don't light your fire, then your wood is wet." Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, Matthew 5:12. The jubilant heart is reflected in discovery of the true treasure of life, which brings joy. Matthew 13:44, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it and hid it again, and in his joy, he went and sold all he had and bought that field." There are three parables in the book of Luke, at Luke 15. Each reveal the joy of the divine heart. There's the lost sheep, where Jesus enjoins us to rejoice. The lost coin, there's rejoicing of the presence of the angels of God. And the lost son, we have to celebrate and be glad. The parable of the talents lays stress on the joy of the Lord, which is the reward of faithfulness. That's Matthew 25, verses 21 to 23. Jesus confers on his followers not only peace, that's in John 14, 27 and John 16, 33, but participation in his own fullness of joy. That's John 15, 11. Finally, when someone or something licks the red off your candy, join with Paul as he says in Philippians 4, 4, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. May this season and all your coming days be filled with the joy of the Lord. Good day.